Cornucopia Radio presents.
What am I supposed to think? We lie all the time.
I do not lie all the time. Why don't you just listen? I didn't tell you about my business trip because it wasn't important.
How can you going away for 3 days not be important?
Because it's just my job. It's what I have to do now, all right?
And you only told me this morning of your bleeding cornflakes.
I told you there'd be business trips before I got this job, so what is the problem?
The problem is that you never let me know what's going on.
I'm scared to tell you things half the time.
If you're doing something that you're scared to tell me, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Do you know what it's like having to explain my every movement? What time I had lunch? What time I left work? I feel like I should fill in a timesheet.
Aren't you allowed to know what time you're going to be home?
Of course. But you make me feel guilty for things I haven't even done.
Well, why didn't you tell me last night?
After what happened, you were in no mood to listen.
Einstein once said that someone who lies about small matters cannot be trusted in important affairs.
There you go again with your quotes, trying to be enigmatic. Why don't you use your own words for once?
Okay. Bollocks. Quote me on that.
What the hell is wrong with you? Listen to yourself. Can't you just give me a lift to the station without an argument?
Oh, forget it. Just forget it. Have a nice day at your career.
I knew you'd be like this.
What? Am I holding you back? Can't you climb the ladder while you're carrying me?
I knew you'd be like this as soon as I took this job. If you don't like it, do something about it.
The Wires Are Down by Justin Scott.
Oi, you can't park there.
I'm disabled.
What's wrong with you then?
Tourette's, you twat. Now piss off.
Hello. It isn't me. Leave a message.
It's me. I need to see you. I've got something to show you. I'm coming to London on the next train. I'm at the station. Just call or text or something. You're amazing.
Oh, so are you.
Thanks. Am I the most amazing guest?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Can I ask you a personal question?
I think you already know where babies come from.
Very funny. No, a real one.
I think I know what you're going to say.
How?
Because I just know.
How many boyfriends have you had?
What, ever? Since junior school?
Not boyfriends, you know. Sexual partners. Look, I'll tell you how many I've had. It's 7.
10.
I thought you were going to say 5.
Oh.
10, you say?
Yeah.
A 1 and a 0?
Yeah.
T-E-N.
Hmm.
That's including me, right?
Yeah. You're number 10.
That's a lot.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, it is.
My friends had 25. Now, that's a lot. I don't think 10's a lot compared to that.
24 isn't a lot compared to 25. 10, I mean, I know you're not a virgin. And it'd be naive of me to think that I'm the only man who's ever laid at the side of you, but 10? Let me guess. 3 Mr. Rights, 1 Mr. Wrong, 1 I don't know what I saw in him, 1 I'll never do that again, and 1 I'll never do that again, and I mean it this time, right?
Don't dwell on it. It's all in the past.
The all in the past cliche. I haven't heard that before. You were 18 when you lost your virginity and 28 when you met me, right?
Yes.
So that's 1 a year for the last 10 years. Which doesn't sound bad, does it? About average. But you had a 1-year relationship with Virginity Guy. You've also had a 4-year and a 2-year relationship respectively. So that leaves 7 partners in 3 years. Now you said that you've never two-timed, that your relationships have never overlapped. So there must have been periods when you didn't have a boyfriend. So that would take up another 6 months, say. So 7 partners in 30 months. That's an average of 1 every 4.5 months. But some of those probably lasted longer than that. Maybe as much as a year. Making the true average even shorter. So that says to me you've had a lot of casual relationships, and that bothers me.
You can't turn human emotion into mathematics. Let me explain.
Explaining will only make it worse.
If you don't let me explain, then it'll just eat you up.
If you tell me, I'll just think about you in bed with them.
If I don't tell you, still do the same.
I'd just rather not know, okay?
It's only 10.
I didn't like the way you said only. It's like you haven't finished counting yet.
There'll never be a number 11.
There should never have been a number 6. I don't know, there hasn't been a number 11 already. What was it your friend said? If it's more than 10, take 3 off. If it's more than 20, take 6 off.
Have you stopped to consider what I thought of your 7? Don't you think it matters if your relationships weren't serious? So if mine weren't serious, does it make it a character defect on my part?
I'd have thought you'd be pleased it's only 7.
What was it your friend said? Always halve it.
Why would I lie? Sure, I'd make my number higher.
Because you're using the I'm a sensitive man angle.
I lost my virginity at 17 and I'm 30 now, so you're a 2-year on the relationship scale. So that's 2 years, which is 24 months. So 4.5 × 2 = 9 × 2 = 18. 22.5. I'm about 5 times more stable than you when it comes to relationships.
Oh my God, I'm in bed with Euclid. Look, I don't rank my lovers, but I know what's good. I know what's bad. Same as anyone. And you're good, so don't worry.
I know. Can't help feeling jealous. I'd like to think that we're breaking new ground in some way.
Oh, but we are. This is the best. I've never felt like this about anyone.
How long have we been together now?
5 months.
5 months. Got to be some kind of record for you. I'm 2 weeks overdue. Perhaps it's time for me to leave before number 11 gets here. Come in, number 10. Your time is up. Number 11 is ready and waiting.
Keep your voice down, will you? I don't want the neighbours to hear. Look, can we drop this now?
Okay, okay. Did you mean that? There'll never be a number 11?
Yeah, I did.
There'll never be a number 8.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Doesn't matter.
Sure?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, what is it?
Do you love me?
The next station is Stevenage.
What? It's me. Did you get my message?
Yeah. I'll meet you. The coffee house, Cheapside.
Where's that?
Cheapside, I told you. It's the name of a street.
Look, it won't take long. I just need to show you something. Are you there?
How do you think it went?
I've had easier Sunday lunches.
It's not the first time you've met them.
I know, but it's the first time we've had Sunday lunch together. I wanted to make a good impression.
You did. Mum thinks you're very funny and very handsome.
She's got great taste.
They like you, I'm sure.
No, I'm not.
Why?
It only took your dad 15 minutes to make a Northerner reference.
I didn't notice.
When he got the booze out and asked me if I'd ever drunk wine before.
I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it.
Well, he didn't laugh when I said we used to sprinkle it on our oven chips when we ran out of vinegar.
He takes his wine very seriously.
That must be why he never offered me a second glass. Didn't want to waste it on an untrained palate. That painting on the wall.
The boats? Venice?
Who was it again? Monet?
Monet. It's a soft tea, like Merlot.
I've never heard of him either. Sure, he asked me on purpose.
Why?
To test my culture.
How?
To see if I knew anything about middle-class pursuits.
You make it sound like a sport.
And I was the ball.
Oh, come on. I didn't notice.
It was subtle. I noticed they asked me which university I went to.
They're just being polite.
Couldn't wait to tell me you went to Cambridge.
They're very proud of that.
I would be.
You went to university. In London.
London. Sounds great. It was the only university to end up with a borstal.
At least you went.
I've been to both. Don't worry. It was a white-collar crime. Killed a vicar.
I think Dad liked your sense of humour.
At least I've got that going for me.
Where's this come from?
I don't know. I felt like they were picking faults in me. By the end of it, I felt like I wasn't good enough for you. I think your parents think the same.
That doesn't even come into it.
Really? Have you told your parents about mine? I knew you hadn't. Miners and cleaning ladies are not their style, eh?
Yeah, that's them, isn't you?
Isn't it?
No, you don't... I don't know. You can talk about anything. You know stuff. About everything.
Just have a good memory. I read something and I remember it, that's all. I'm always pretending.
Well, you can't tell.
For you, it's easy. It's part of you. For me, it's second-hand, consciously acquired. I feel like I don't deserve you or something.
Why are you saying this?
It's just built up, that's all. What do I know about wine?
You're feeling like this over a glass of wine?
Not just that, it's little things. Your accent, your job, your education. I just feel uncultured and uncouth. Like you're a bit of rough.
No one thinks you're rough.
I do.
Nobody's judging you.
I just felt conscious of me, if you know what I mean.
But I don't know why. You're funny, intelligent, good in bed.
That's what all that was about, really. The wine, the painting, my education. I don't know why you didn't just come out and ask me, did I grow up in a council estate? What would your parents think if they knew that?
They wouldn't think anything.
Really? I don't think you realise what working class is.
I've got a good idea.
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I knew some kids at school.
What about them?
I don't think they cared much.
The parents are the ones that didn't care. It's not their fault. Did they get free school dinners?
I don't know. It's none of my business.
When I was at school, we never even aspired to a single GCSE. Never entered our minds. We spent most of the time playing truant. No one gave a fuck. University, what's that? I'd never met a single person who'd been there. We just assumed we'd leave school on the Friday and go down the pit on the Monday like our dads did, and that was the next 40 years of our life. That was the whole of our aspirations. The word opportunity was not in our vocabulary.
You can't help where you were born.
Then she closed the pits and we had sod all. We used to sift for coal in the slag heaps where the pit used to be and shove it up the crags in a broken pushchair. Did you ever do that?
No.
Sometimes when we were so hungry we'd go down to the pea fields with a carrier bag and that'd be your dinner for the next 2 days. Did you ever do that?
No.
I know what poverty is and I know what humility is and I know what working class is. We're both products of Thatcherism, except ours at the other end.
But I wasn't the one causing it.
I'm not blaming
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you are. I can't help where I was born, the same as you. I know compared to some I've had more opportunities, but what was I supposed to do? Turn them down because someone was suffering?
Do you know how many stockbrokers I've met?
How many brain surgeons have you met?
It's not the same, that's not the problem.
What problem?
While I'm eating my peas and watching TV, the news is telling me that the city is booming. Stockbrokers are earning million-pound bonuses, yuppies, filofaxes, mobile phones and suited pricks driving around in sports cars. Then, on the tally, there's this image of a stockbroker at a party. In his shiny 80s suit with the sleeves rolled up and spiky hair. He spots the camera and as it zooms in a little bit, he puts his fingers in his top pocket, pulls out a wad of £50 notes and shows it off. I couldn't help despising it all when I'm shoving a pushchair of scrounged coal up a 1-in-5 hill. I feel like they didn't deserve it because they probably didn't know some people lived like that while they were popping their champagne corks. That image has stayed with me. You still see it on TV whenever they talk about Thatcherism like it was a nostalgic pop group. He's there pulling that money out of his pocket. He represented everything that was wrong with Thatcherism. Opportunity for the few, the middle classes.
You were jealous?
To put it mildly.
You base it all on a news report.
An iconic news report.
What did you think when I told you what I do?
I was impressed.
Do you think I'm the kind of person who'd do a thing like that?
Well, no.
Look, there are people like that in the city, but we're not all like that. The same way that you're not like every northerner in a pulp lyric.
But that was me 20 years ago.
But it isn't you now, is it? Look how far you've come since then.
About 130 miles.
A million miles with your ideology.
Really?
What do you think middle class is?
Is it getting out of the shower to take a piss?
You think it's anybody that hasn't had the start that you've had. You know what I think? It isn't money or education or where you were born or an accent. It's how you live your life. Your ideology, the way you choose to behave. How did you get where you are now, eh?
I can't remember.
When I first met you, I had no idea about any of this and would never have guessed. It doesn't come across. When Dad asked you about that painting, you really knew who it was. I know you did. In Waitrose last week, you picked the wine. Dad was just having a normal chat. They're the kind of questions he'd ask anybody.
I wanted to be taken seriously. I thought I couldn't do that if I came across as not middle class.
So you're ashamed?
Wouldn't you be?
Why?
My whole world was this fucking big. All I knew was the same six streets I grew up on. Then I meet you and before I know it, I'm sitting around the dinner table drinking Chateau whatever with a bunch of stockbrokers talking about the exchange rate mechanism and skiing in Italy.
There hasn't been an ERM since 1999.
See? What was I supposed to bring to this conversation? Should I have brought up all that? Told them about the fucking pushchair?
No one in that room could tell. No one looked at you and thought, oh, well, I'm not taking him seriously because he's working class.
They all seem to be having interesting lives. Maybe think I've done so little with mine. I've never been on an airplane.
And that's a phobia.
I've been on holiday twice in my life. Once as a child, and once as an adult.
Then we'll go on holiday. Anywhere you like. We can drive and use a ferry. Go across Europe. Have an adventure. What'd you say?
Can I drive?
Of course you can. I'll be co-pilot, like Top Gun.
Can I be Maverick?
I'll be Iceman. You can ride my tail, man.
No, you can ride mine.
Tickets, please.
What?
Tickets, please.
How long to King's Cross?
10 minutes. Tickets, please.
Did you think when we met we'd be doing this?
I didn't think you'd be interested in me when we met.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't. Men's eyes seemed to pass over me.
Mine didn't. You're a very attractive woman.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Well, no one's ever looked at you properly then. Have you seen you?
You look really sexy.
Is that why you threw yourself at me?
It was you that made the first move.
It's okay, it doesn't matter. If I was a woman, I'd throw me at me.
How modest. Oh, move your toe. No, the other way. Hey, do you want to play a game?
Find the soap.
No, not quite. Turn around and I'll show you.
Are you sure this isn't find the soap?
Nah, I haven't played this game since I was a child. But when we were younger, me and my sister used to share a bath together. And we'd draw pictures on each other's backs and you have to try and guess what it was.
Oh, I see.
There. What was it?
A cat.
No.
A dog.
No, it's not a simple object. Look, I'll show you again. That's a love heart. And that's our initials inside it, see?
Ah, very teenage.
You do me now.
Thought you'd never ask.
You know what I mean.
I don't know what to draw.
Draw what you feel.
Can you tell what it is yet?
Come on, Rolf, draw.
Can I show you my didgeridoo?
You never miss a chance at innuendo, do you?
It's the cornerstone of British comedy. I don't know why the Carry On team didn't do one in Australia. Carry On Airs Rock, they'd have called it. I said rock.
I know what you said. Anyway, you can't call it Ayers Rock anymore. It's Uluru.
Uluru? Wasn't that the woman out of Star Trek that Kirk was given the old Big Bang? There.
That was easy. Did you mean it?
You said draw what you feel.
Okay, let me. There.
Was it a helicopter?
No, don't be silly.
I don't know. You'll have to tell me.
You give in too easily. That was my house, and that's me and you standing in front of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why don't we move in together?
What? Buy a house together?
Well, eventually. I thought you could move in here with me. I mean, you're only renting after all and you practically live here anyway. I thought it'd be easier that way. What do you think?
Yes, of course. When? How soon?
We could do it this weekend. I could help you.
Oh, I've never lived with anyone before, but I've always liked the sound of it. You know, living with someone. Have you?
Well, yeah.
Have you really?
You know, I had a 4-year relationship. How do you think you have a 4-year relationship and not live together?
I thought you were a teenager still living at home.
I was 23 and we were married.
You divorced?
Yeah.
You never told me.
Well, I've forgotten about it.
You forgot you were married?
I mean, I've blocked it out. It was a long time ago. What difference does it make?
It makes a big fucking difference.
Why?
Because it does. You've already met the man of your dreams and you married him.
He left me and he was a wanker.
He was only a wanker after he left you.
He was a wanker all the time.
So why did you marry him?
People can get married for the wrong reasons.
But people don't get married by accident, do they? Did you get married in a church?
Yeah.
Did you wear white?
Yes.
Did you have a house together?
Oh, don't go on about it. It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. You've already had your fairy tale wedding, honeymoon and matrimonial home. What about my fairy tale wedding? I can't have it with you because you've already done it.
We can still do it.
You can't get married in a church because you divorced, isn't that right?
He left me. It wasn't my fault.
How long did it last?
About 14 months.
At least you had an anniversary.
Paper. The 1-year anniversary. It's paper.
What was his name?
Alan.
Alan. He does sound like a wanker.
He was a lot older than me. 7 years. He was short and ugly and he wore glasses.
Oh, I'll bet he was. You'll tell me he had a little dick next.
He did.
Don't care if he was built like the St. Abbas giant. Keep it to yourself.
I was 28 when we met. What were you expecting? A 28-year-old virgin who's never been out the house?
Yeah, Do you know any?
No, because there aren't any. Everyone's got a past.
I know everyone's got a past. I just wish you had a bit less of a past.
You make it sound like I'm Elizabeth Taylor. I've only been married once.
Only? Normally people only get married once.
And what was I supposed to do? Sit on the shelf all my life hoping someone like you would come along?
So you married a short, ugly man called Alan, who was 7 years older than you and had a little dick. Are there any more secrets you want to tell me before I move in? Were you born a man?
I think your toe knows I wasn't born a man.
Lucky toe.
Where are you going?
The water's cold.
This morning, on the way to the station, it's just... it's getting me down. I don't know. He's on the next train and he's got something I need to see. I'm on my way to the coffee house. Oh, hang on, I've got a message. I'll call you back.
Are you asleep?
How can I answer that?
Yes or no?
Well, if I say yes, then it must mean no, because how would I know you asked it? Therefore, you have asked an unanswerable question.
So you're awake then?
Of course I am, silly.
Tell me a secret.
You know all my secrets.
Tell me something I don't know. From way back.
When I was 13, I had a crush on Simon Le Bon.
Half the female population had a crush on him at some point during the 80s.
Actually, I thought John Taylor was better. Oh, he were gorgeous.
He was a mullet-headed puff. They all were.
No, he wasn't.
I was a big Smiths fan, actually.
Oh, they were miserable. How can you listen to that?
I'm a northerner. You have to be a Smiths fan where I came from, or you were sent to Coventry.
Where you became a Specials fan, right?
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, I can surprise.
Tell me something else. Do you remember the first time you had your tits felt?
Why do you always ask me questions like that after sex?
Well, after doing something as intimate as...
You've got a great way of putting things. There's some tissue in that drawer.
What's this for?
What?
This jar of Vaseline.
It's for my nose. It stops it getting chapped.
Well, I've lived here for 3 months and I've never seen you use it, yeah?
It's just when I get a runny nose.
Why don't you keep it in the bathroom? What the hell is that?
What?
That! Pubic hair!
I don't know, it's yours.
No, it isn't.
Well, it must be.
How can it be mine? This is the first time I've seen it.
There are lots of ways it could have got in there.
Really? Tell me one.
Maybe it got in there at the factory.
And you never noticed? Where is this made? Chelmsford. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to take this hair and I'm going to clone it. And if it comes out wearing a shell suit and driving a white XR3i convertible, I'll believe you.
Don't be ridiculous.
You know what this looks like to me?
That I get a lot of colds?
No. I mean, come on. A pubic hair in a jar of Vaseline hidden in a bedside drawer?
It wasn't hidden.
Well, have you ever... you know. Have I asked another unanswerable question?
Once. Years ago.
Your ex-husband?
Yes.
It's a lucky bloke that, Alan. He got it all.
He didn't get it all. He hasn't got me now. You have. We can get married.
But not in a church, right?
Oh, don't start that one again.
Well, I just want us to have new experiences, but every time I think of something, you've already done it, and now this.
We could do it.
Do we have to get married first?
We are now approaching King's Cross.
Can I leave this bag, please?
Yes, sir. Of course you can. Not much of a day for sightseeing, though. Hasn't stopped raining all day, has it?
No.
Nothing valuable or dangerous in the bag, is there?
Yes, there is. Valuable, I mean.
That looks expensive.
Real diamond.
It's beautiful. Someone will be lucky.
Do you think? The reason I'm here. I'm not a tourist.
Clearly.
Where's the underground?
Just right over there, down the steps.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Oh, it's been a long day.
Another one.
That looks nice.
It looked nicer 2 hours ago. A meeting?
No, went for a drink with a couple of the girls from the office. Celebrating my promotion.
It must be some job.
Yeah, you'd know if you ever bothered to ask me about it.
Aren't you going to have a drink with me?
We can have a drink at the weekend. You can take me to that Italian.
Could have called me to say we were going to be late.
Yeah, I did. I called you at work, it was engaged.
Why didn't you try again later or something?
I was busy, I forgot. You know how it is.
You'll forget you've got a boyfriend next.
Yeah, how could I forget that?
What's that supposed to mean?
What, just don't, okay? Let's not have this. Can't you say something nice to me just once? Look, I'm going out and going to come back in again. Oh, it's been a long day.
Another one.
What is it this time, eh? What's got you into one of your little moods?
Do you know what day it is?
Monday.
Of course it's fucking Monday. I meant special day.
No.
It's our anniversary.
We're not married.
I know. It's the anniversary of us living together. 1 year today.
Only a year. Well, why don't you tell me or something?
Well, I thought you'd know.
Well, it's not something I would have written on the calendar.
It must be an everyday occurrence. I wonder how many other meals you've let go cold. Or men, for that matter.
You can be a real miserable bastard, do you know that? I just don't know what mood you're going to be in when I walk through the door. Is it any wonder I go out with my mates?
If you'd have been home earlier, I'd have been in a romantic mood. I thought we'd eat the meal, drink the wine and have an early night. If you remember what an early night means.
Yeah, it means lights off, no foreplay, I give you a blowjob, then you fuck me for about 15 seconds, I fake an orgasm, then you fall asleep. That's an early night, right?
How could you?
I'm sick of pandering to your insecurities.
Well, I'm sick of you, full stop. I don't know why I ever let you talk me into living together.
You couldn't wait to move in and you know it.
Couldn't wait because I thought we were building something together, but you're never around. You're always working late or out with your mates. I mean, how many people in this office can you have a drink with? What about spending a bit of time with me?
We spend every night together.
So we spend every night together, do we? Well, look at the time now. You'll be asleep in half an hour and that'll be it until tomorrow night when we go through this again. I feel like I'm getting in the way of your life, your real life. You're two glasses of Shiraz away from being someone else's.
Merlot.
You think you're being funny, do you? Well, I'd laugh if it wasn't so fucking serious. I can't go on like this.
Yeah, well, me neither.
Right, so we know where we are then. Neither of us want to go on like this, so we'll call it a day then, shall we?
Whatever.
Good, that's sorted then. I'm glad.
Well, fuck you and fuck off. I want you out my house as soon as possible.
I thought it'd come to this. It's your house, so you think you can turn me out whenever you please.
Yes, I can. It's my name on the mortgage.
See? Nothing ever got sorted, did it? What happened to everything we talked about? Or was that just pillow talk? Is that how you snare your men?
Pillow talk? How dare you? You were offered everything, but you just kept turning it down. You're a commitment phobe.
Commitment phobe? You've been reading Marie Claire again.
Cosmo, darling.
Oh, you're a real clown, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hilarious.
You think so? I've had more fun than to fucking wait.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Ever had a one-night stand? Ever had two? Ever had six? I don't know where you've fucking been.
So you found it then?
It's good to see you.
You saw me this morning.
I know, I mean here, like this. It's the first time I've seen where you work.
That's because you've never been interested.
You ready to order?
Yes, 2 grand lattes, please.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
What the fuck's a grand latte?
It's just a large coffee.
Well, why didn't you ask for a large coffee then? I suppose paying £4.50 for a large coffee doesn't sound very good. Call it a grand latte and you think you've got value for money. We used to take the piss out of people who drank this.
No, you used to take the piss out of people who drank this. That's your problem. You're unwilling to change.
Oh, you love your clichés, don't you?
Oh, have a day off, will you?
What happened to us?
I don't know. I've forgotten what it used to be like, you know?
I know things are bad at the moment, but we can get through this. I still love you.
Yeah, and I still love you, but I can't go through life being your emotional support. I want someone to take care of me sometimes.
There you go.
Thanks.
What about all the stuff we talked about?
I don't know. We just got sidetracked.
Well, I still want it, don't you?
It's been bad for so long now, I just don't think we can get it back.
We can. Let's give it a try.
When was the last time we did anything together? When was the last time we had a laugh together?
Lisa's wedding. That was a great day, if you remember. You look really beautiful.
Yeah, 3 months ago. Have we got to wait another 3 months until we can have a good time?
Of course not.
I've lost sight of what we were doing. Why we even got into this relationship.
We got into it because we were going to build something together. We still can.
The people we were could. The people we are now couldn't. Anything they built would be made of paper.
Look, I want you to see this.
What's that?
This morning when you said do something about it. I did. I went home and packed a bag. I've left it at the station and that's the receipt.
What's that?
I think you know what it is.
A ring. Oh, Adam.
Look, you know what I want.
Don't do this. Don't make me choose.
I've got to do it now because I don't know if I get another chance.
Why now? Here, like this. Why couldn't you have done this sooner? It's very beautiful.
Like you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I can't. Not the way things are.
Let's just do it and never look back.
It wouldn't work.
Yes, it would. All it takes is a little bit of faith. I just want to be your man.
I know. You've done a very brave thing today.
Will you try it on for me? Just to see what it looks like? Then I know that you've wore it, however briefly.
It's so beautiful.
Then keep it on. Let's just do it.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't want you to give it me back.
You've done a very brave thing today.
Don't keep saying that. Where has it got me, eh?
Don't be like that.
How do you want me to be?
I just want you to be nice to me, and you never
I'll
are.
I'll change if you give me the
You've
chance.
You've had 2 years to change. How do I know you will now?
Because I will. I don't want to lose you.
It's too late. It's too late. The wires are down. Look, it's not because I don't love you, because I do. And I always will. But it's got to feel right with every part of me. And it doesn't.
Ever since I met you, you're all I've ever thought about. I was so into you that it wouldn't have bothered me if I never saw another soul.
I wish it was still like that.
It is for me. I wish I could... Oh, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. How can two people who love each other not be together? Do you remember the holiday?
Yeah.
Do you remember that night we spent in Epinal?
Yeah.
We got drunk in that bar with some locals, and then we walked back to the hotel and played shadows with the spotlights outside the town hall. Do you remember? And then later it rained. It rained so hard it woke us up. So we sat on the windowsill and watched it come down. And then we made love. And then after, we were lying in the bed and you were right next to me, right here. You were really warm. We were really close.
I know.
Oh, I can't do this. I can't stay here and listen to this any longer. You can keep the ring. I bought it for you. I'll move the rest of my stuff out while you're away.
Where will you go?
Back up north. How are we leaving this?
We're still friends.
Don't think you can't ever come back. I'll always be waiting.
I know. Could I have the bill, please?
There you go.
It's me. No, he's gone. Gone, gone. No. Yeah, okay.
Madam? Madam, your ring.
Tourette's, eh? Okay, tow it away, Ted.
Hello, sir. You went long?
No.
I've had no customer since I saw you. Terrible weather for sightseeing.
Dark clouds.
Still, it may get brighter later. Do you have your ticket, sir?
Yes.
There you go.
Thanks.
Were you lucky today, sir?
Huh?
Were you lucky in your quest?
No. I didn't need it in the end.
Sorry to hear that. I guess that means you're...
Yes. Finished. Thank you.
I used to be. From right hand to redundant,
Wires Are Down was written by Justin Scott and starred Debbie Atwell as Susan and Justin Scott as Adam. It also featured the additional voices of Matt McAteer, Peter Beeston, Linda Johnson and Nick Bowden. This production was edited and produced by Peter Beeston and used sound effects from freesound.org and musical tracks from ccmixer.org. and is licensed under a Creative Commons agreement. For further production details and to listen to even more original comedy and drama productions, visit our website at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
From hero to zero, I'm a shadow of what I used to be. Romantic to frantic, I wonder if you're dreaming of me. No, so here I go, strolling down that stony road. Where is leading me? So God only knows. And I whistle up the wind of change. Maybe it will blow in. When you're out of range, it chills me to the bone.